Here we are talking about coaching. My name is Yannick. I'm here as usually with Nikki. Hey, Nikki.
Hi there.
And we're missing Sivas today. Sivas is otherwise engaged and he sends his apologies. We figured we'd go ahead and have an interesting conversation. So here we are talking about coaching, and the question we've got from Alice is, I keep slipping into coaching mode with friends. What do I do? It certainly resonated with me. Mm-hmm. I once had a scenario where I totally got called out on it because that friend I was talking to was also a coach. And it's very vivid in my memory. We were walking. I think I might have mentioned that on the podcast at some point. But like, long story short, me and a friend were walking back to the train station from an event. And he tried to figure something out, whether to do what it was. It doesn't actually matter, but like, he needed to figure out whether to do this PhD with somebody, and like, I just naturally asked him some questions to help him explore that, and at some point he turned to me and said, Yannick, you know you should ask me for permission before you coach me, right? I'm like, oh,
brilliant.
Wow. And it really made me think, because he's right, but also it felt really natural that, you know, as a friend, I want to help him out. And maybe the best way to help them out is to ask them a couple of questions. And for those of us who are not just doing coaching, you know, at certain times of the day, but we are coaches who have internalized this way of being with people and have a natural curiosity and just naturally ask those kind of questions. You know, is it full coaching mode? I mean, we hadn't contracted. And I think contracting probably makes it coaching. But if you don't contract, but then you ask coaching questions, and maybe you catch yourself applying the grow model with a friend in a bar,
nice.
You know, is that okay?
I love it. I mean, I think it's super interesting. That's a great example. Lots of thoughts, as always. I mean, yeah, it's definitely happened in my life too, in kind of close relationships. And it's also happened in situations with people doing it to me. And I definitely had, you know, mixed reactions to that in those moments. I mean,
Can you tell us about one of those moments when you were on the receiving end of that?
Yeah, actually, you know, with a friend, it wasn't specifically coaching, but something similar enough, you know, a certain way, I guess, you know, a certain way of engaging with people, similar to coaching and asking questions, but maybe coming from a more specific ideology or something along those lines. But, you know, the point is, I felt like I wasn't speaking to my friend, the person who knows me well and could reflect on my actions and give me personalized advice based on his experience of me. It was more kind of my friend was facilitating a process, which wasn't coaching, but whatever his process was. And for me, and actually that's happened in a romantic relationship before with someone too, and I just found that experience actually really disconnecting, because, you know, when you're speaking to a friend, maybe you're counting on that intimacy and that personalized knowledge that you share of each other, and in a moment of distress or needing advice or just wanting someone actually an ear to listen to, maybe you don't want to be coached and kind of feel like you're part of like a process or, you know, something like that. So actually I found it a little bit disheartening and disconnecting, and you know, I think I probably brought it up. It's a while back, but I brought it up and was like, listen, this is how it made me feel. You know, if I wanted therapy or coaching, I'd go see a therapist or a coach.
Yeah.
What I'm coming to, you is kind of, you know, that human to human, heart to heart experience.
And also that person isn't your coach or therapist, and the coach or the therapist are in an important position of not being part of your life in a way that a friend is. You know, so I think that is often very important. That's why I don't coach friends anymore in a formal way, right? I might still ask them a coaching question every now and then, because it's just a good question. And I would have asked that whether I'm a friend or I'm a coach, but I'm not going to go into the bar and say, hey, so what would you like to get out of this conversation? And, you know, I've noticed the dynamic between us, you know, in the last 20, 30 minutes. How do you want to move forward with this? You know, a coaching conversation is a different conversation, and the line can be quite thin. But I remember one of my friends way back in the day say, after we had done a few coaching sessions, like, oh man, Coach Yannick is different to my friend Yannick, you know? Mm. And that was a bit of a, maybe shock is too much of a big word, but like something had changed in the relationship in some way. Mm. And particularly the things that he had told me, something came up as we were in a social situation, and they might have shared something to their coach that they wouldn't share with a friend. And so it can make certain situations a bit more awkward. But really, when you are in a conversation with a friend and then all of a sudden you apply a process, as you say, can feel a bit awkward, you know, it can feel a bit different. Mm. And does that person want that? Or do they actually want the advice from a friend? Or, you know, so are we different when we slip into coach mode or not? I have a lot of questions for Alice, basically.
I mean, yes, agreed. And yet, you know, again, flipping the coin around, you know, I definitely find myself engaging in a more coachy way, just kind of almost by default of how, you know, learning about coaching and practicing it has kind of fundamentally somewhere adjusted my personality, maybe in some ways. You know, I think coaching can become a way of being. Again, it depends how much you separate your work life and your career and how you connect and with and identify with coaching. You know, is it just a process and, you know, certain models and exercises, or is it fundamentally, you know, a way of interacting with people that carries throughout all parts of your life? I mean, one of my coaches said, and I kind of really took that to heart, you know, don't forget you are always a coach, as in, you know, I don't know, you know, for me that really resonated. And yet I'm conscious that I can tell there's a moment where I notice that I'm going into coaching mode, and that's probably where I draw the line. But somewhere also fundamentally, that curiosity and that wanting to listen and engage with individuals kind of at that level of experience is something that stuck with me, you know, privately as much as professionally.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you could also argue that is it ethical not to put your coaching hat on every now and then? Because it might just be the most effective way to help your friend. I'm thinking about what could we compare this with? For example, what if your friend is a doctor? And, you know, would you ask them about that cuff or about the pain in your knee? Would they, you know, I think a good friend who's also a doctor and you're in pain, you know, they might not say, hey, you know, take off your pants, I'm going to have a look at this. But they might, let me do some tests. They might say, make an appointment. But chances are they say, you might want to have that checked out. You know, there's a few things you've said that, you know, activate my professional brain. And, you know, it's not, I'm not your doctor, but I think you should go see your doctor. You know, and in that way, I think doctor mode gets activated for a moment because you care about your friend. And I think in a similar way, it could be in coaching. Just the lines are a lot more blurry. But a coach might say, hey, there's a few things that activate my professional brain. Have you ever thought about working with a coach? You know, I'm super happy to connect you to somebody. Or I could ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind, and put my coaching hat on for a moment. Obviously, this is not a coaching session and this is not the place. And, you know, also I don't coach friends, so this is very different. But I feel a couple of questions might really help you, given that this is super time sensitive and you're not going to talk to a coach until tomorrow and that thing happens. Is that important to contract, or is it okay to just be fluid? Because it might not be an issue for many coaches out there to be a coach with friends. And, you know, there's not necessarily anything wrong with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sorry, I'm just now kind of going back to rereading the exact wording of the question. I keep slipping into coaching mode with friends. What do I do?
It implies it's not something we should do, right?
What?
It implies that it's not okay.
The way the question is formulated, leads me to think that too. What do I do? Hopefully there's been some inspiration in there. I don't think it's a good thing or a bad thing, but...
But those questions, to ask yourself those questions, I think is important. If you find yourself slipping into coach mode, or you found yourself slipping into coach mode yesterday as you were talking to your friend, reflect on, is that okay? What did that do to the relationship? Could there be anything bad that comes from it, good comes from it? What's going on there? To what extent What is coach mode for you? To what extent have you had, did you have a full-blown coaching session? Did you offer them a coaching session? Did you just kind of slip into applying the GROW model or some other kind of process? Would that be okay for your friend? Might they feel a bit awkward? Are you different when you slip into coach mode? How different are you when you slip into coach mode? How different is coach you from friend you? Those are questions we need to ask ourselves when we ask that question.
I'd say even, you know, maybe even ask the people, the person that's happened with, ask them, you know, how did it make you feel? Or in future, if you find yourself doing that, maybe, you know, again, kind of like ask permission, like, hey, you know, yeah, like you already kind of said. So just being conscious and aware and kind of noticing how it affects everyone involved, yourself and those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I've heard from a couple of people who ask themselves that question. They say things like, well, if I were to put my coaching hat on for a moment, I'd probably ask you this question. You know, because by that, you're not just asking the question, but you're acknowledging, you know, that you're activating your professional persona right now. You know, if a client would ask me this, I would probably ask them this question. So you're putting a barrier there between me and you because I'm not your coach, but I'm still offering something that could help you here. You know, so it's this moment to moment contracting in a way. You know, it's like, oh, I noticed I've had my coaching hat on for like the last 15 minutes. I think I slipped into coaching mode here. Is that okay with you? You know, they're like, oh yeah, no, this is great. Or they might say, oh yeah, this feels different. But then you're having a conversation about it, you know, and you can agree with yourself or notice yourself or just point it out, just acknowledge it. And then you can figure out what to do with it.
Coaching, so contagious.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, cool.
All right. Yeah, I don't think I've got anything more to say about this.
It's a wrap.
I'm curious about how people deal with that. Is it okay for you if, you know, do you have your coaching head on quite often? Have you ever thought about how it affects other people? Are they just absolutely loving to be your friend because they get free coaching? Any complications, any backlash that you might have experienced from wearing your coach too much? I've learned from a lot of parents this with teenagers. Teenagers like, Mom, fuck off, stop coaching me.
Really, yeah,
or in politer words, but like, you know, many people don't like to be coached without permission. And it can be quite annoying when people notice it. It's like when a salesperson comes to your door and you notice that there's a sales process going on. It's quite off-putting, you know. You know it's a process, and I think that's what you said earlier around being applied a process to, and it feels a bit odd.
Although definitely remembering, you know, the earliest days of my kind of coming into coaching, it's like, you know, it's also just so tempting to like practice every opportunity you get, so like it becomes so kind of infectious. But I think definitely good to reflect on how it's affecting others around you and your nearest and dearest.
And if you're a doctor, I'd definitely love to hear from you to see if your friend's drawn that hat.
And any advice on hangovers, always. That's been the theme of the day.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you, Nikki. And thank you, everybody who's listening. If you know somebody who's often slipping into coaching mode with you or who does that, send them this episode. You know, send us a question if you have other questions. We'd love to talk to each other and to you about, you know, what concerns you. We still have quite a few questions in our list, but a top up would be nice soon.
Awesome. Nice to see everyone. Nice to see you, Yannick.
Yeah.
Thanks to Sevash. See you again soon.
Bye.
Thank you for being with us today. I appreciate your commitment to learning and growing as a coach. Just a few things before you go. First of all, we're doing this for you, so if there's anything you'd like us to talk about, do send us a question. Secondly, we're not doing this for profit, so we rely on your support to help us reach as many coaches as we can. So if you can send this episode to a friend or tell a fellow coach about what we're doing here, maybe you can subscribe or leave us a review or even support us on Patreon. That would be amazing. And lastly, you can find us across all major platforms. So whether you like to watch or you like to listen or you like to download episodes and listen to it in your car while you're driving through somewhere with no internet, you can do so too. And that's it from us. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.